History does not record those terrible events that happened in Bethlehem when Herod came and murdered all those children. What a horrific scene that must have been, with soldiers entering homes and pulling infants and small children out of the arms of their mothers, knocking the fathers out of the way who wanted to protect their children, and murdering them. Only Matthew, the evangelist, records it in our New Testament, but then probably it was considered just children to society. Children have always been the object of murderous intent of adults. It is Christianity that brought respect for children into the Roman world. It was the Christians who went out and sought out those children who were exposed by their parents and abandoned and adopted them into their own families. It was the Church of Jesus Christ in a very early time, before even 100 years after Jesus' death, that proclaimed that abortion was wrong and that children have a right to life. We have shed many tears over the death of our children in this country. But now, since this practice of abortion has been with us for so long, no one sheds a tear for the children who die before they even see the light of day. I pray that the adults of this nation will see the light and protect innocent life, and that for different reasons our society is not that much better than the society that Herod led and what he did. I pray that we will become a nation that respects the life and the rights of children. Matthew 2, chapter 16. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the life that you gave me. And the scripture tells me you knew me even before I was formed in my mother's womb. You knew all about me as I grew from just that fertilized egg in my mother's womb, that first cell division. You knew me. All my DNA was known by you, that code of life that was in me, that you put within me, that made me the person that I am. It was all there in the very beginning, at my conception. I pray that you would help me, Lord, to give the right of life to others when they are in the womb. I pray, O Lord God, that you would forgive me where I have supported those who have supported the practice of abortion. I pray, O Lord God, for the women who have been harmed through this process of abortion. And I pray that your forgiveness would be with them. We know your mercy is great, and there is forgiveness for every sin, and there is release of guilt. I pray, O Lord God, that you would open the eyes of those who lead us and those who govern. And I pray, O Lord God, that as a nation, we would begin to respect life. Help us, O Lord. We need your help. Open our eyes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.